This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, there are approximately 753,000 deaths from COVID-19, with more than 167,000 of them in the United States, more than 104,000 in Brazil. The number of global infections is quickly moving toward 21 million, with just three countries, the U.S., Brazil, and India, making up at least half the global figure. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is calling for a nationwide protective mask mandate, heeding experts' predictions that it could save 40,000 lives from coronavirus over the next 3 months. The Democratic presidential candidate also responded to those who push back against such mandates, saying that this is America, be a patriot, protect your fellow citizens, step up, do the right thing. Every single American should be wearing a mask when they're outside for the next 3 months. At a minimum, every governor should mandate mandatory mask wearing. Again, that is according to Biden. With talks on emergency coronavirus aid having stalled, both sides played the blame game Thursday rather than make any serious moves to try to break their stalemate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pressed the case for funding for the U.S. Postal Service rental assistance, food aid, and rapid testing for the virus at her weekly press event, blasting Republicans as not giving a damn and declaring flatly that people will die if the delay grinds into September. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro on Thursday defended his government's handling of Brazil's coronavirus pandemic after the national death toll topped 100,000, confronting its most lethal outbreak since the Spanish flu a century ago. Brazil reported its first cases of the novel coronavirus at the end of February. The virus took 3 months to kill 50,000 people and just 50 days to kill the next 50,000. Bolsonaro, who has called the COVID-19 a little flu, says he recovered from his own infection thanks to hydroxychloroquine, an antimalarial drug that remains unproven against the coronavirus. This is VOA News. Israel and the United Arab Emirates announced Thursday that they are establishing full diplomatic relations in a U.S. brokered deal that required Israel to halt its contentious plan to annex occupied West Bank land sought by the Palestinians. The historic deal delivered a key foreign policy victory to U.S. President Donald Trump as he seeks re-election, and reflected a changing Middle East in which shared concerns about archenemy Iran have largely overtaken traditional Arab support for the Palestinians. A spokesman for Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said the deal amounts to treason and should be reversed. The agreement makes the UAE the third Arab country after Egypt and Jordan to have full diplomatic ties with Israel. China's Commerce Ministry said Friday it has started an anti-subsidy probe into imports from the United States on polyphenylene ether, a polymer prized for its heat resistance and used in the automotive and electronics industries. Earlier this month, the Commerce Ministry launched an anti-dumping probe into imports from the United States of polyphenylene ether. Crowds of protesters in Belarus swarmed the streets, and thousands of workers rallied outside industrial plants Thursday to denounce a police crackdown on demonstrations over a disputed election that extended the 26-year rule of the president, Alexander Lukashenko. Beginning in the morning, hundreds of women formed long lines of solidarity in several areas of the capital. Many were dressed in white and carried flowers and portraits of loved ones who had been detained during protests that began shortly after Sunday's vote, which they say was rigged. The human chains grew throughout the day, filling the main central squares and avenues as motorists honked in support of that particular movement. U.S. President Donald Trump is giving credence to a conspiracy about U.S. Senator Kamala Harris's eligibility to be vice president. Mr. Trump told reporters Thursday that he had heard the rumors that Harris, a black woman and U.S.-born citizen whose parents were immigrants, does not meet the requirement to serve in the White House. Mr. Trump said that he considered the rumors very serious. Harris was born in Oakland, California, and is eligible for both the vice presidency and presidency under constitutional requirements. And again, recapping the top story, globally, there are now approximately 753,000 deaths from COVID-19, more than 167,000 of them in the United States, more than 104,000 in Brazil. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.